99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter live in local Saturday mornings. Patricia Wood is the area's foremost reverse mortgage specialist, the queen of reverse mortgages and putting extra cash in your pocket. Folks, your home equity is a gold mine. If you need cash, stop taking out those high interest loans. No need. Tap into equity. It's there to help you. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, good morning, John. Thank you
was
for having me.
Was that a little too hard sell?
No, that was fantastic. And that's that's exactly how I feel. I just, you know, there's some people have other options. Some people don't. So as we all know, we just talked about it a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, some of us bought our homes when we were fairly young, you know, in our 20s.
You, I can't believe it. You bought a house when you were 22?
21.
See, yes. I thought I was early at 28.
21. But, of course, it was in Fremont, California, and it was $80,000. So,
well, we were talking
we're
about
not going to talk how old I am, but that's, you know, it was all relevant.
I brought it up during the news because I saw that horrifying statistic that the average age of the first-time home buyer is now 40 because of cost issues, obviously.
Right.
How can you, well, what advice would you give? And how can people?
Well, I can't help the 40-year-olds, as you know, because with mortgage, you have to be 62.
However,
if you have a parent that's been in their home and has, you know, hundreds of thousands of equity because they've lived there for 25 or 40 years, whatever, you can talk to them about doing a reverse mortgage, pulling out some equity and helping you. Because if they're worried about leaving you, you know, a gold mine when they pass away anyways, it's like, why don't you do it now? Help your children now while you're alive and you never have a monthly mortgage payment. That's the beauty of the reverse mortgage, is that you can take money out and you don't, it doesn't get paid back till you pass away. And once you pass away, that's when, and if there's two, husband, wife, it's not till they both are gone and you can live in the house for the rest of your life and never make a monthly mortgage payment. So you can help out your children, help them buy their first home, you know, put a nice down payment for them and try to keep the a mortgage rate down. Another thing you and I just briefly, you know, talked about is this crazy 50-year mortgage. But, yeah, well, you know, and I have mixed, emotions about it.
I think that's the president's idea. And it's kind of a noble idea to get people to afford a monthly mortgage payment, because when you're going to a 50-year mortgage, the monthly payment's going to be less,
correct.
And that would allow more people in.
It would get you in the home.
Yeah.
And like I said, I think 99% of the population that own a home, they refinance at one point or another, either for upgrades to their home or they sell their home or whatever. And if it could get them into a home and then further down the road when they have more equity in the home and they can refinance it down into a 15 or 30 year mortgage, then that would make more sense.
The first time I heard it, I thought, how ridiculous.
I did too.
It's like the 7-year car loans now they have. Can you imagine paying car payments on a 7-year old car?
Yeah,
it's
frightening.
But anyway, that's not your business, really.
Right.
But okay, so I think the best thing folks can do to find out the real benefits of a reverse mortgage, and this is how I got a very positive view of it, talk to somebody who got one. And everybody I know, older ladies, their husbands died, they got the reverse mortgage, and they are living their life because this is money coming to them, either a big fat payment or monthly payments that they can live.
Or we simply just paid off their existing mortgage. And that has really helped a lot of people.
They don't have to pay every month.
They don't have to pay every month. And, you know, if you lose a spouse, you lose income. Because if you were both on Social Security and now only one Social Security coming in, then that's huge. So, yes, I have, you know, over 18 years experience, as you know. I have lots of people that I can refer.
That's what I was about to ask. If somebody's interested, they're cautious, you know, they heard all the misconceptions and everything like that. Do you have people that they can talk to who went through the process with you and are extremely happy about it?
I do. I have many.
Oh, many. That's very reassuring.
I honestly can't tell you maybe one person, maybe two people that have regrets. And that was simply because they, you know, had things come up and they didn't have enough money and whatever. But it's still, when you think about not having a monthly mortgage payment. So if you had a mortgage and you were putting out, you know, $1,200 to $1,500, some people now $2,200 a month, and we can eliminate that, that's money in your pocket. So that's, you know, a really good thing. I do want to mention that, yes, interest rates are a little bit higher these days. They're roughly about 6.5%, but you're not making a payment. So it's, you know, that really does help a lot of people. They also, because the interest rate is a little bit higher, they don't allow you to take out all your equity. You get to take out, depending on your age, the older you are, the more you get to take out because your life expectancy is shorter. But you still have equity in the home. And as long as your home value goes up some, or even if it didn't go up at all, if you paid off your current mortgage and you have a reverse and you're not making payments, yes, your loan balance is going to go up some, but you're always going to have equity in the property. Unless you got it at 62 and lived to be 102, you know, there's a good chance that you maybe don't, but who cares? You're not making a monthly mortgage payment. So they're responsible for your taxes, insurance, any homeowners association, that kind of stuff. But it is a really good loan for a lot of people.
People might be cautious because it's almost like too good to be true. Okay. The thing about you're not taxed on, now that's too good to be true.
Well, and that's correct, because a lot of people,
you're not taxed on this money.
No. And even in your 70s, I know that if you're collecting Social Security and you have an investment account, and you're over 71, I think you said it was, then you're required to pull out a certain amount from your investment accounts. But if you had a mortgage and you wanted to pay off your mortgage, then you're going to get penalized if you take over a certain amount. With a reverse mortgage, there's no penalty at all. It's, you know, you take out the reverse mortgage. Yes, you're going to have some closing costs, but over the long term of this, you don't pay taxes on this. This is your equity that you get to keep.
You have to be at least 62 years old, which to me is pretty darn young. Okay.
Yeah.
Did they lower that?
Well, I was going to say, you have to be 62 to get a HECM, which is a home equity conversion mortgage, which is the FHA insured reverse mortgage. We do have proprietary loans where you only have to be 55. However, they have a little bit more strict, you know, the interest rate's a little bit higher because they're self-insured, these proprietary loans. And then also, you've got to have a 640 minimum credit score, and, you know, you've got to have all the bells and whistles. But it's also a very good loan.
So if you have a current mortgage, folks, and you have enough equity, they could pay it off with a reverse mortgage, which would give you extra cash in your hands every month by eliminating the current mortgage payment you have to make. And if it sounds like a lot of numbers, well, that's what Patricia does. She works out the numbers for you and to see if this option will work for you. There are some people it doesn't work for them, but Patty will show you in black and white with the numbers if it does. And if it does, it's a wonderful thing.
Right. And the other thing is, as you know, I love meeting with people and educating them about the reverse mortgage. And so even if you're skeptical about it, mm-hmm. let me come out and show you on paper what it looks like. And if you still say, not for me, I'm totally fine with that. It's like, have a good day. It was very nice to meet you. But now at least they understand. So when they hear, you know, it's getting better out in the real world of people, you know, the first thing, I mean, there's probably 75% of my clients will ask me, if I get behind on my taxes or if I slip up, is the bank going to take my house? The bank is not going to take your house. Yes, you must pay your taxes, but if you get a little bit behind and you can catch up, then that's okay. And the bank doesn't, they don't want your house. They would like to have their money back. So even at the end of your day, when it's, you know, that your estate will decide, do we want to keep this house or do we want to pay off the reverse mortgage and refinance it?
You know, this reminds me of a couple I know, very sweet couple. He retired and they wanted to have a very nice retirement, do the cruises, do the traveling and everything. And this gentleman, a good friend of mine, sold a bunch of his stocks like a little over a year ago to afford doing this. Well, he could have gotten the reverse mortgage instead. But by selling all of those stocks, he missed out on what? The S&P went up like, what, 45% in the past 12 months or so, and missed out on almost doubling his money in some cases,
right,
when the equity was right there with the house. I hope he's not listening because I don't want him to torture himself. But yes, the house was paid for. He could have. It's there for you to use that equity to convert it into all this cash. Right.
And isn't that what most of us do? We purchase a house so we have this little nest egg. So we have a roof over our head and, you know, eventually, hopefully we can pay off that mortgage and not have to worry about a monthly mortgage payment. But if you do have a mortgage, think how beautiful it would be to not have that mortgage and still be able to stay in your house for the rest of your life.
Let me ask you the 64th time. There is no tax penalty. Are you sure?
100%.
Okay, how can this be? How could it? Why is it not taxed, this money, by the IRS?
Because you have already paid taxes on this money. You don't ever have
that
to pay.
That didn't stop them in other cases.
Well, yeah, but that's the rules of the reverse mortgage. That's the beauty of the reverse mortgage. You don't pay taxes on the money that you get. Not at all.
All right. I'm just making sure.
Okay. Yes. Okay. No.
We got to take a break. One more segment with Patricia Wood, who is the foremost expert on local reverse mortgages. And she can help you at no cost, actually.
Right.
77. You have a question for about reverse mortgages, about Heckam loans? She's here for you. 775-884-9910. We'll be back in a short while. I'm John Potter. This is Live and Local every Saturday, 9 to noon, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1019.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth. Truth.
Listen, I love cats, but Patricia and I were just, what cats are called. They're called $10,000 cats because that's how much damage one can cause in your house. And I believe it because they have torn up so much upholstery.
Yes.
In my house. And upholstery redoing is very expensive.
Right. Oh, we had to buy a new couch.
My wife has a house full of the most, Patricia, you wouldn't believe how fragile everything is in this house.
Oh, I've seen your house, and it's beautiful. She's got a beautiful collection of
it's all stuff fragiles that breaks when you just, like, I just put something in the dishwasher, and it comes out broken. You know, she says, you put the dishes too close. No, you bought stuff that is made to break. It's unbelievable. We just got cat feeding dishes. I don't know where she got them, but they're just falling apart in front of my eyes. I mean, anyway, we're way off topic here.
Yeah.
You started it talking about cats during the commercial.
I
know me, if the topic is cats, it never ends. All right, here we go.
Well, we had talked about, we had started the conversation about vacationing.
Yes.
And you cannot go.
I can't go. You can't leave three cats for more than a week, so I'm told. Well, listen, I love them, okay? I don't want to leave them more than a week. They don't like going to cat boarding or anything like that. And how do these retired people, how do they have all this time to do cruises and flights to Europe? And there's enough house stuff to do. I can't imagine. We go take our week trips, and when we come back, there's a long list of stuff to make up for it. And I thought retirement was anyway.
Well, and one of the things, started this conversation was, I reminded you that at your the reverse mortgage has to be on your primary residence, but there's so many people with a lot of equity, and maybe they want to get a second home somewhere. And as long as you spend 6 months out of the year in your primary residence, you can have a second home and go and be away and do whatever you want. You can travel for 6 months if you wanted to.
You can get it with the first home equity.
That's right.
Patty is very passionate about helping others, especially seniors who take cruises and everything, who have heard the myths over the past years and have not been educated about the reverse mortgage in our current times and how it can help them enjoy, live a better life, enjoying that nest egg, unless they have $10,000 cats, that, you know, you have built your whole younger life for. This is a... You built that equity. It's there. You earned it. And this is the time to, again, Johnny's getting hard sell again. This is the time to cash out without the IRS bugging you about what do we get out of it.
Right. Well, and, you know, another thing is I've encountered many people that are worried about they want to leave their children something, you know, from when they're gone, when they pass away, they want to leave their children some funds to have. The nice thing about the reverse mortgage right now is that you can't take out so much equity. So as your property value goes up, and even the interest rate that, you know, this interest is going to compound, what you take out to enjoy your life, there's still going to be plenty of funds that you can share with your heirs. So
you still have a hold pretty much. I mean, you still have freedom to do things. Now, explain this, how you can have a reverse mortgage on your property and still sell your house at any time.
Well, of course, that's, you know, the reverse mortgage is just like any other loan. You're going to have a lien against your property. So if you decide, let's say that, you know, you're a married couple or even if you're not a married couple, but you know, you start getting older and you have a two-story house or you have too big of a house to maintain and you want to move closer to
your children. Your spouse passes away.
Right.
And you want to downsize.
You can sell your home at any time. If you're working and you change jobs, you can sell your home at any time. You just have to pay back the reverse mortgage. And then, you know, you take whatever equity's left and go purchase a home somewhere else, which you can do a reverse purchase, which we're not going to get into that today, but you could purchase a home with a reverse mortgage and never have a mortgage payment.
So, okay, you can sell the house and what's left over, you get back.
Right.
And can you then get a reverse mortgage on the next house that you get?
Yes, that's exactly true.
Is that a complicated thing to do?
No, not really. It's just it's a large sum of money that you have to put down. Mm-hmm. So you're basically putting your equity back into this new property, and it works. It works for a lot of people. It's called a reverse for purchase. We'll talk about that more maybe next month or the following month. But you can purchase a home with a reverse mortgage, 62 or older.
You know, people's mortgages are bad enough, but and renters don't consider this when they get a house. There's a lot more that you have to pay for besides the mortgage. You know, there's
maintaining it.
The heater, the flooring, the fixtures, air conditioning, the water heater, and things like that. And
some of those are big ticket items.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
If you eliminated the mortgage payment, you would have the funds. Well, especially with a reverse mortgage to fix it up in tip-top shape, right?
Right. And that's the other thing. If you have have paid off your home already and you want to pull out money to either do some upgrades to your home or, you know, we didn't talk about yet that you can get monthly payments if you wanted to. You could have a line of credit if you wanted to, or you could do both. So let's say that you have a line of credit of $150,000 and you need $25,000 because your car's falling apart or maybe you need a new roof or whatever. You can take that $25,000 and you still have your $100,000 line of credit and maybe you don't need anything for a while, a few months, but then something else breaks. You've got money at your fingertips. That's the beauty of the reverse mortgage. And how it works, how you get the money is when you have a line of credit, then every month you're going to get a monthly statement. So in your monthly statement is going to be a page that has it looks like a check on it. You write yourself a check, you fax it into your servicing company, the lender, and 3 to 5 days, they wire the money into your account. So it's not like you have to reapply for anything. Once you get a reverse mortgage, that money is yours forever. Forever, ever, amen. I mean, that's just, it's right there at your fingertips. The other thing is your line of credit grows. Whatever the interest rate is, plus a half a percent, that's the amount that your line of credit grows. So you might start out with a 100,000 line of credit, and if you, over 5 years, right now the interest rate's at 6.5%, so after 5 years, maybe you've got it up to 133,000.
I'm a lump sum guy because I'm thinking I can take the money out for vacations, things like that, and then put a lot into investment. And if I do that, I could get quite a rise out of investments.
Sure, you can do that as well. Yeah. You can do anything you want with your money.
Right, right.
The only thing they discourage you is to purchase an annuity. An annuity is another type of investment, but most annuities you have to tie up for a minimum of 10 years. So you can't touch it for 10 years. And they discourage you to do that. You can do it, but you've got to disclose that that's what you're going to do because they want to make sure that you have that money at your fingertips whenever you want it.
How can people contact you?
Well, I'm available at 775-954-0366, or you can email me at patricia.wood@apmortgage.com, and that's patricia.wood@apmortgage.com. 775-954-0366. That's
954-0366. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. It's a pleasure. I learn something every time you're here.
Yeah. Well, thank you, John.
What's the catch?
There is no catch.
There you go. Patricia, thanks.
Thank you.
We're going to break for Fox News and local news with Greg Neft. I'm John Potter, live and local Saturday mornings, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 10:32.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. Current temperature in Reno, 54 degrees. Great weather for a football game. And that's where Reno realtor Sheree Kepler is going to after we have our breaks here on 99.1 FM Talk. Hi, Sheree.
Hello, John. How are you this morning?
Good. We were just talking about the, you've been going, you are Reno. You've been going to those tailgate parties for a long time, right?
I used to back in my day. I'm an 08 alumni, and they were really good back in the day.
I remember.
I'm going to rechannel that energy.
All right. Well, I remember in the 70s and 80s, the tailgate parties would be right there at Virginia Street.
But on, of course, Virginia Street?
Covering the sidewalk pretty much.
Okay.
But it was big. It was out front and everything, and then they built the big, huge parking garage, and that kind of took up a lot of space, and now it's a couple of parking lots. They're still fun. They have new rules. Sheree, you can't bring your semi truck.
Oh, dang it!
To the tailgate party. That's one of the rules that they don't have. Anyway, Sheree Kepler, a foremost Reno realtor. And the first question I have for you, and folks, if you have a question for Sheree, she's really good at whatever you're looking for to buy or sell, 775-884-9910. I got to ask you, what's the first thing people should know now that our government has reopened? Because when it was closed, we had some things that weren't working right. Is that right?
Absolutely. And I'd say biggest thing is, I mean, clarity and confidence in the market. Now, because what happened when the government was shut down, those agencies stopped. You're talking about FHA, VA, USDA loans, and they got all backed up. And what's happening now is they are in a backlog. They're getting through their backlog.
Oh, of course. I mean, no, people couldn't get their loans. So now we got to work through the backlog, and we're going to run into holidays. So that's going to be, you know, people's vacation time and everything interfering with that. That's terrible.
Absolutely. But I do see it as a good thing, obviously, that we're back open, and just have some patience while they're working through the backlog. And the great thing is, too, with this, I know, you know, there's a little still uncertainty because it's like a Band-Aid right now. There's going to be, you know, new stuff going on come January 30th. However, I...
Like what?
Well, they go back to, you know, decision-making time, and it's not necessarily... We could go back into a shutdown. Who knows?
Oh, like, that.
No, okay. Yeah. But let me give you this great news.
Yeah.
For all you veterans with that can qualify for a VA loan, they have one-year certainty with the VA loan right now. So that is a plus. You can be certain to go get that loan and be confident in that. And really with the other loans, I think you can be confident in knowing that the market, although we're seeing it a little choppy with rates right now just because of the uncertainty, and economic data wasn't getting, you know, produced during the shutdown. So there was a little skepticism there. And
yeah, I didn't know this, that most mortgages require tax transcript verification. And during the shutdown, the IRS could not process those requests. So people were kind of stuck in a backlog there, but now that's running again. That's going.
We're back open, and really the mortgages, you know, that could not go through during the shutdown, they're back to, you know, going on. So I'd say as a buyer and a seller, it's looking good right now, and have confidence in your market and just get out there while you can. And really, although it might be a little choppy in the decision-making, you know, and economically, mm-hmm. I think you can be confident in where you're going forward. Our market is going to be okay.
Tell me about your favorite. Well, we can't say favorite. You know, all home sellers get such great service from you and everything like that. Well, give us a couple of listings that folks might be interested in.
Sure. I got one off the top of my head I can give you, and it's not even on the market yet, so...
Oh, folks, you'd be the first.
I don't know. Can I give you all the details? I have a townhome in Carson City, $306,000. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,214 square feet, fully remodeled. And please, call me. You got a chance before it's on the market.
Absolutely. Is the idea that sprouted up in D.C. this week a good one, the 50-year... mortgage? What do you think of that?
I think there's definitely pros and cons. And just like Patty was talking about reverse mortgages earlier, I think it's where you're at in your life. And if it works for where you're at, then good. I mean, the pros of it are it reduces your monthly payment.
Yeah.
It spreads it out over, you know, our traditional 30-year. You have 20 more years added onto that. So it's going to be a lower payment. However, you also have added interest. And you're losing some of your equity in your home, too. You're thinning out your equity gain.
Well, like you said, lower monthly payments, and it still comes out lower than rent, the way rents are in town. So that could actually, and of course, the money goes back to you in terms of equity. But the on the other hand, it just sounds ridiculous.
It does.
and you know, I think seniors should be able to enjoy the time they have when the house is paid off. You know, Sheree, that's a wonderful feeling. You know, when the seniors pay off the house, that's a prize you strive for in your working years. Of course, now with a 50-year mortgage, you could pay it off early. You know, there's nothing that tells you you have to stick with it for 50 years, right?
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, it's going to depend on, I haven't seen the terms yet of it.
Yeah.
So that would be something to look into, definitely, if we start going down that route.
What do you think of this? 2021, just 4 years ago, the median age of buying a house was 33. Now it's 40 in just 4 years. In 1981, when the survey was first conducted, the median age was 29. Your first house at 29. Now it's 40. I bought my house when I was about 25. Patty bought hers, I think she said 21 or 22. Now it's 40. I think that's terrible.
Absolutely. I mean, we're talking about affordability across, you know, the nation here. And it's affecting everyone. And we're trying to find ways to, you know, make it better. Like the idea of a 50-year mortgage.
It's an option.
It is an option. Yeah. But I think, like I said, everyone's situation is absolutely different. And whatever's going to work best for your life. However, they're like I brought on the prior show, Angie. A lot of big, it's credit. We have so many credit card companies bombarding us now that we fall victim to it. And you need good credit to purchase a home, unfortunately, unless you have the cash. And so I think as we evolve in the years, we're just getting more stuff thrown at us. And that's why it's affecting the age.
We still have a housing shortage, don't we?
Absolutely. Which therein also lies the problem with a 50-year mortgage, because you're going to increase demand and supply is not there.
Right.
So it's similar to what perhaps Japan has seen. So we got to think about that.
Awesome. Okay. Anything else you want to tell us? Definitely how people can get in touch with you. But has anything otherwise changed? I mean, I'm very happy the government is working again. There was a lot of stuff that prevented home sales. I mean, we didn't even get into the flood insurance program. You couldn't...
yeah, for I didn't even know that was a thing until I ran into that realm.
Yeah, but you couldn't close because the agency in charge was shut down. The interest rates.
Yeah.
They're talking about them about to be lowered again, right?
I mean, everything's still choppy and uncertainty. Like I said, we didn't have any economic data for a bit there. So it's going to be a little slower to evolve where we go. It's staying pretty steady. I think it. Right now, a 30-year interest rate is sitting at 6.24, and it was at 6.22, so it ticked up a notch after the shutdown, but I think you're going to see a little more up and down movement there, but once again, yeah, just there's ways to get around it, because once demand, you know, once rates start dropping, if they do even, you're looking at more demand, which increases, you know, prices on homes, and you're paying more money eventually.
I think it's a good time to look for a house to buy right now. The peak time is what, spring and summer for most people. What's to stop you from looking in the wintertime? Probably will be less competition and probably less chance for a bidding war if you do it in the wintertime, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. I say it's always a good time.
It's always a good time, right. Especially now with the government shutdown over, things are restarting, and this is a window where activity increases quickly, and the smart buyers and the sellers can take advantage of what's, I guess, the renewed momentum, right?
Absolutely, John. I think
good
timing. You got the right idea there.
Anything else, Sheree?
I think just let's all have a blessed weekend, and we'll give good energy to UNR today.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Bring your good vibes out there. They need it. How can people contact you, Sheree?
You can Google me. It seems to be the easiest way because my name is really hard to spell. I'll give you Sheree. And put in Reno Realtor. I think I'm the only one.
That is the simplest way for things, right, Google?
It is, honestly. You know, that way you can vet me on there, okay?
Okay. And which firm are you with?
I am with RE/MAX Professionals.
RE/MAX Professionals, Sheree Kepler, Reno Realtor. You sound like I haven't sold or bought a house through you, but you sound pretty awesome to deal with.
Yes, and I don't want you to ever move from your home because I know you love your home. Yeah. But if you ever do, I would love to help you.
Okay, got it down, Sheree. Thanks a lot. John Potter, live and local, going to take a break. Open lines right now, 775-884-9910 on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 1049.
Live, local, FM Talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local. What's going on? It's all local, so we have to update you. State legislature special session update on its first week. More tax credit money to bring some movie business to Southern Nevada. That has survived another vote. The first one, they survived barely with it. The vote was 21-21 to move it forward. And then it just passed another hurdle, but it's still in the special session of the legislature. Unions are supporting this.
Uh-oh.
This big. This, so Phil says, "Uh-oh." You know, it's kind of like the Tesla deal. This is a bill that provides $1.4 billion in tax credits over 15 years. To build studios in Las Vegas. Unions supporting it, but the opponents call it the largest tax break in Silver State history. Me, I would have loved to have seen this idea 20 to 25 years ago. You know, we should have been the first state to steal film and TV business from California. But today, most all of movie making is outside of Hollywood because of very high costs there. And now we have places like Georgia, the state of Georgia and Canada are way ahead of that game. You know, in some movies I see, you know, you think they portray the United States, the plot is there in the U.S. And then you look and you see that it was filmed in very cheap places like Estonia, you know, even though the story's set in the U.S. And so now we have to really lowball to get movie business from Georgia and Canada and Estonia. So not too confident this is going to work. Also in play at the special session, the governor's crime bill, the Safe Streets and Neighborhoods Act, is also still going. It contains higher penalties for several crimes like fentanyl trafficking and retail theft. Phil, we just had the story yesterday of the shoplifters at the Walmart on Pyramid Way using a stun gun on an employee when they were caught stealing just yesterday.
Yes. And at that, it turns out that's illegal for a felon to have. I didn't know that. And
were felons.
Yeah. The guy, I forget his name. I think his last name was Sensia. He was a convicted felon, and they're not allowed to have stun guns.
So the governor's crime bill, okay, so it cracks down fentanyl trafficking and this retail theft, and stronger protections for victims of stalking and domestic violence. What? And this bill failed in the last session? Who could possibly be against all of this?
I'm wondering if they wanted to put a whole bunch of riders on there.
I don't see that. It's tough to still be the party out there that supports the criminals by voting against all of this crackdown on fentanyl trafficking, retail theft, domestic violence, stalking online and in person. Locally, Douglas County Sheriff Dan Coverley says he supports the governor's crime bill. I would love to see the reasons against it. Who could be against it? Stun gun manufacturers, so the shoplifters won't be, I don't know. How long can the special session go? It's only probably 2 weeks or so.
It is constitutionally limited to 20 days.
20 days, yes. And we had it start on, I think, Thursday.
Thursday, yeah.
So, yeah, state constitution only allows 20 consecutive days to get her done in Carson City for the special session. And there's a bunch of other bills out there, too. This is kind of a recent phenomena. I don't remember in the 70s or in the 80s here talking about a special session. That's kind of like the government shutdown thing is a new thing. You know, I think those started just with during Carter's time. I don't think any time before that we had a federal government shutdown. And now it's like clockwork. The clown show comes in, and there we go again through this ridiculous enterprise, which ends up not benefiting anybody, especially citizens, but it benefits the politicians. Because what the media doesn't tell you is that the politicians have raised an awful lot of money, Democrat Party, Republican Party, fight this shutdown, and they hit you up for donations and funding for their parties. They've done okay. They've done okay, the lawmakers. FM News Talk, time 10:58. We'll be right back.